On Sunday, May 20th, 1990, a man would find the brutalized and burned body of a young woman in a remote wooded area near the victim's home in Jeff Davis County, Georgia. Rhonda Sue Coleman was found strangled, and her head and hands had been covered in gasoline and set on fire. Just moments before her murder, Rhonda and her friends had been decorating for their high school graduation ceremony. 35 years later, police are still searching for the monster who viciously stole the life of this beautiful, intelligent, and kind young woman.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
Hey, Crime Crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday, we cover a big crime in a fraction of the time. But don't worry, our full-length deep dives still drop every Tuesday. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow so you don't miss them. Now, let's get into this week's mini. A few weeks ago, I shared the tragic case of the horrific rape and murder of 21-year-old Tara Baker in 1995, and how it was finally solved in 2023. This horrific crime led to the creation of the Coleman-Baker Act, which gives opportunities to families to request the reopening and reinvestigation of a loved one's cold case. Today, I want to share the other crime that led to this act, the vicious unsolved murder of Rhonda Sue Coleman. Rhonda was born on January 18, 1972, the only child to parents Milton and Gail Coleman. The family lived in the small town of Hazelhurst in Jeff Davis County, Georgia. On the night of Thursday, May 17, 1990, Rhonda's mom and dad allowed her to extend her curfew time to 10:30 p.m. so she and friends could decorate for their upcoming high school graduation. Rhonda was a smart, considerate, and responsible young woman, so when her curfew time came and went, her parents knew something was wrong. Unbeknownst to her parents, Rhonda's vehicle had been found by one of her friends. The car was abandoned on a dirt road about 15 miles from Rhonda's home. Her car was left with the engine running and the driver's side door wide open. Rhonda's purse remained on the passenger seat untouched. There were footprints leading from her car to tire tracks, leading most to believe she had gotten into another car. After speaking to loved ones, police determined that Rhonda was not one to run away, and they began to suspect foul play. Police believed that Rhonda knew her killer, but they were baffled as to what could have happened to the kind young woman or who would want to hurt her. 3 days later, on Sunday, May 20th, 1990, a man stumbled upon Rhonda's burned body in a secluded wooded area known mostly only to locals. A witness would say a dark-colored pickup truck with a short truck bed drove past him and he did hear a woman screaming. The witness didn't report it because he figured it was just some kids joking around. Initially, police spoke to a few people, including Rhonda's ex-boyfriend, who wasn't taking their breakup well, and had been warned by Rhonda's father to stay away from her. However, his mother provided an alibi for him. Over 1,000 mourners would show up to pay their respects to sweet Rhonda, who had dreams of becoming a pediatric nurse. During her funeral, police canvassed the parking lot to see if any pickup trucks matched the description of a dark truck with a short truck bed. Police then received a call where the tipster believed he had a partial license plate to a truck matching the description the witness gave. After spending weeks on this lead, it was determined to be a hoax. To this day, police have never publicly named a suspect in Rhonda's case. While there has been speculation of a law enforcement cover-up, nothing has ever been proven. The GBI Cold Case Unit continues to work on Rhonda's case, and they believe there are people who know exactly what happened. They are hoping these people will come forward so Rhonda and the Coleman family can get the justice they deserve. As of this recording, the reward fund for information leading to an arrest and conviction in Rhonda's case is up to $160,000. The majority of the money was raised thanks to the podcast Fox Hunter, a long-form pod that covered Rhonda's case. Check it out to hear more about Rhonda. If you have any information, please call the Georgia Bureau of Investigation at 912-389-4000. 4103. That's all for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode, and until then, stay safe, stay curious, stay unscripted.